What's worthwhile? Considering what we consume, believe, say, and do towards peace of mind, vitality of body, and joy of spirit. I'm Ramsey Zimmerman. Here's some more healthy living, motivation, and discussion. Hey there, it's Ramsey here. I ran the Capital City Half Marathon the other day, and for the first time ever, I broke 2 hours. It was difficult, but enlightening. So today seemed like a good day to stop and take a beat, a breath, you know, get philosophical. Think about what I've got going on, what I'm working on, what I'm going to invest all this extra energy and time into now that I no longer need to run miles and hills for training. At least for a day, let what's worthwhile be a question again. Perhaps it will be answered as quickly as it was asked, but maybe not. Let's find out, shall we? The race was pretty great. Chilly morning air when I got there around 7, but no rain. And by the middle of the run, it was sunny and downright pleasant. As always, there were tons of people out, not just running, but also along the course cheering. Lots of encouraging signs, and even one that said, "Gondor calls for aid." Pretty sure that's a Lord of the Rings reference. I've been working on maintaining a solid 9 minute per mile pace, even while motoring up the hills. Training has gone well, but I had not accomplished 2 full hours at that 9 minute mile pace, which is what you need for a half marathon length. I came in yesterday right at 1:59:18, so mission accomplished. I kept telling myself to dig deep, and I kept praying. I've gotten myself pretty busy, committed, and involved these past few months to my race training, yes, but also to my professional pursuits. Now I can set aside my more intense running training, but therefore lean into my other pursuits. What have I got going on? The podcast, surely, but that has been reduced to 1 episode per week. And I must admit, I'm not sure who I want to invite in terms of guests. I've got a couple of big new pursuits. I've mentioned them on What's Worthwhile in other contexts, so they may be familiar. I'm now facilitating an Amen Whole 4 holistic health group here in my hometown of Olympia, Washington. It's about a half dozen of us, just started meeting weekly. I'm excited to get to know these folks better and to see how we do exploring our health together in the context of our Christian faith. I'm also getting more deeply involved with MELD, the group that hosted the men's retreat at Joshua Tree, which I attended recently. I've joined the MELD Core weekly group that meets online. It's already been profound for me to hear how these guys are experiencing their lives. Meanwhile, I've begun doing some collaborative work with one of the co-founders of MELD, Owen Marcus. I'm helping him behind the scenes to convert his decades-long knowledge, wisdom, and experience in starting and leading successful men's groups into a new self-guided online course. He and I have also just begun working on co-authoring a book. I'm eager, excited, and humbled that he's agreed to bring me into his confidence to do this work. I also have long-time volunteer work going on, many construction and repair projects, daily duties to my family and pets, grass to mow, and floors to vacuum. All of a sudden, I've got a lot going on. Look, we all deal with stress. Stress is not the problem. The problem is that our body's innate stress response is built for physical challenges instead of the mostly mental, emotional, and virtual stresses that we face today. In my book, Stress Response, you'll learn to manage your response to stress in order to reduce anxiety, avoid burnout, and find calm and steady focus. The ebook is available on Amazon and only 99 cents for a limited time. After you download, please don't forget to leave an honest review and rating so that others will find it too. Which feels kind of strange and new. Familiar, I suppose, because I've had a lot going on for most of my adult life. Just not so much the past couple of years. It's hard to imagine that it was just 2 years ago that I got laid off from my last real job and entered this podcasting adventure of self-discovery. As I looked at myself in the mirror this morning, a dazed stubble on my face, serious eyes, new ugly orange hoodie from the race around my neck and shoulders, I realized that I no longer felt lost or afraid. I had accomplished something. I had achieved a goal, and I have good work that I'm doing. But the point of this podcast episode is not to flex or brag. It's about contemplating who I am now, today. What is more worthwhile to me now than ever? And I feel the need to do that in the context of other people. I'm in touch with, connected to, a lot of people these days, perhaps more than ever before, and it's wonderful. I want to speak with all of you. I want to connect to tell you how I'm feeling, but more importantly, to hear and understand how you are. My intention for this next phase of the podcast and my overall expression is to lean into the good and positive, despite all the things wrong with the world, or maybe even because of all that is wrong. Perhaps it's my form of protest. Despite widespread potential societal, financial, and political doom, I intend to be optimistic, hopeful, believing in the deep down goodness of people. I intend to create and hold space for people to speak honestly from their hearts, and I will honor them, you, with my attention and interest and empathy and compassion. I will seek understanding. I will offer my own insights, expertise, wisdom, and advice, but only after discernment, invitation, and permission received. I don't want to force myself, even in my good-natured best intentions, upon anyone. Because I realize, know, and understand that many people do not feel the way I do today. I understand that because I can relate. I can remember. I know I used to feel, and I'm sure many still do, many dark things. Things like fear, anxiety, creeping desperation, imminent disaster, failure, loss. The disorientation that comes from no longer knowing or understanding what is happening in the world around you. The grasping to any anchor, any ally, any vestige of your tribe and people that can protect you. Those gut-wrenching emotions, those flailing states, they lead us astray, cause bad decisions, set tragic courses into action, lead to regrets. Yet, they are so hard to shake, perhaps impossible to escape on our own. We need each other. We need to reach out openly and honestly to each other, one-on-one and in small groups. Not exclusively in the safety of our tribes, by the way, wrapped safely in the tribe's biases and assumptions and scapegoats. Instead, across boundaries, breaking down stereotypes, learning from people who are different from ourselves. You know, when I started What's Worthwhile, I pursued several angles independently. I pursued personal health and fitness. I pursued bridge building between groups of people. Now, I think those two concepts are linked. I think to be whole and healthy, we need to take good care of ourselves, but we also need to connect meaningfully with others. And that includes connecting with people who think and act differently from ourselves. In order to do that, though, we need to understand ourselves first and be grounded and healthy. It's a circle. What's worthwhile to me now, and what kind of guests do I want to invite onto the podcast in the upcoming weeks and months? I want to hear more stories. I want to hear about breakthroughs, surprises, how people went into situations with a set of expectations and had those expectations blown away. I want to hear more about what it was like to face fears and defy odds and do the tough things, even though conventional, foolish wisdom said you shouldn't. I want to focus less on practitioners and technologies and easy step-by-step methods. I'm not casting shade on those things or the people bringing them. I'm just not feeling that right now. I want to host real people with real stories, real experiences, helping themselves, but Also, connecting with other people, especially in surprising ways or with surprising results. After all, nothing worthwhile is ever easy, and things rarely go entirely as planned. But we do our best for ourselves, for others, and with others. And for today, that is enough. Ready for more? Visit whatsworthwhile.net to listen to podcast episodes, master your response to stress by reading my book, Stress Response, available through Amazon, or to get better before burnout sets in by requesting the free guide. Regardless of where you are in your journey, I'd love to hear from you and talk about how we might move forward together. Please contact me, Ramsey Zimmerman, through the website or on social media like Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, or X. Thanks.